It's May 14th in the evening, already 6 p.m., and we're back at Gork Shep. I told you that we would call you from Everest Base Camp. Sorry that we did not. The entire team did make it all the way to Everest Base Camp today. Wes and Dan, Catherine and Richard, Mark, Brad, and Shelly and myself and all the Sherpas got there, believe it or not, at 10 a.m., quite early today. Then it took us 45 minutes to walk from the bottom of base camp to the top. We had a lot of friends there, of course, all the climbing Sherpas from over the years, many Western friends that we've met on this trip and before. We had 5 invitations for tea at various camps before we got to the top and took our relaxing time right at the base of the Khumbu Icefall, looking down on base camp and up into the Khumbu Icefall. Then we began to descend back through base camp, stop in on some teams, as we had said we'd do. It's always a bit stimulating and tiring being at Everest Base Camp. There's so much around, and this year especially, we had a time so all the climbers are down as well as the Sherpas. Most people seem very confident, relaxed. In the next 2 weeks' time, this group of people will, on various times, be attempting the summit. I have to say, all the many years I've been coming to Everest Base Camp as a climber and as a trekker, I don't recall seeing a fitter and a more relaxed and a nicer group of climbers, all in all, than we've seen this year. More people than I can even mention. Especially was nice when Will Cross was standing out in front of his camp with cookies to offer us as we walked through. We promised to go back and see Will, and Appa was there, of course, one of my old dear Sherpa climbing friends. He'll be climbing with Will in a few days' time. Then we saw Dasona from the Bird Adventures Amada Blanc team last year, and a really special character that showed up was Sham. You'll remember Bird Adventures Camp 2 cook from 2003. The list goes on and on. I can't name them all. Shelly finally got to meet a lot of people she deals with by phone call and internet throughout the year, put names and faces with names, people she already felt she knew from communicating. And now we're back down at Gorge Shep having popcorn, soup, and washing water brought by the Sherpas, a tremendous sense of satisfaction and accomplishment on each member's part. I can tell you, friends and families back home, that there's some very proud and satisfied people here. They're coming home to tell you that this trip, especially Everest Base Camp, was far more than they could have expected. Hard to describe, but not disappointing.